Lots of Republican voters turned out in rural Wisconsin on Tuesday, and that helped put President-elect Trump back in the White House. It's Thursday, November 7th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, with this election over, the Republican Party of Wisconsin chair says their focus is now on flipping the Wisconsin Supreme Court back to conservative control. And voters approved tax increases for many Wisconsin school districts. Stay with us.
Wisconsin life is finding where you belong.
I was raised in central Wisconsin, growing up along the sides of shaded ginseng crops.
Deer Camp is more than a place. It is a unique state of mind and being.
I love Milwaukee. I'm very appreciative of everything that it has given me.
It draws you closer to each other and closer to the great circle of life.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
President-elect Donald Trump won Wisconsin with the help of huge Republican voter turnout in rural Wisconsin. As Sean Johnson reports, it helped offset Democratic margins in larger counties.
Vice President Kamala Harris won big in Milwaukee and Dane counties, and in Waukesha County, she cut into Republican margins. But in small county after small county, Trump increased his turnout from his 2016 and 2020 numbers. For many of those voters, Democratic operative Joseph Pecky thinks the economy was a motivating issue.
The economic headwinds that Kamala Harris was facing were larger and deeper and stronger than anybody anticipated. Inflation is an incumbent party killer.
While Trump hit his highest numbers yet in Wisconsin, he still won the state by less than a percentage point, according to unofficial totals. That's the fifth time that's happened in the last seven presidential races. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
More than 3 million Wisconsinites voted in the presidential election. Donald Trump beat Kamala Harris by around 30,000 votes in Wisconsin, according to unofficial results. Yesterday, voters across the state expressed a range of feelings about another Trump term.
The last 4 years have been so bad, just financially for everyone. It's like, we need a guy in here who can get some things done.
I just don't get it. I don't get how somebody could vote for such a terrible human. I think that a president should have character and morals and be somebody to be proud of. And he is not somebody that I could possibly be proud of.
I feel really happy about it because I'm a Christian and I believe or I vote for the side that I feel is more godly oriented.
That was Abraham Liebehier of Heartland, Lori Dahlhauser of Madison, and Jessica Keller of Mineral Point. Senator Tammy Baldwin has narrowly won re-election to the U.S. Senate, according to a preliminary call from the Associated Press. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, that victory is within the margin for a recount.
The call in Wisconsin's closely watched Senate race came after noon on Wednesday. Baldwin's margin over Republican Eric Hovde is 0.9%, or about 29,000 votes. That's a far cry from her multi-point victory in past races, and it leaves the door open for a recount if Hovde pays for it. The state GOP says it's exploring all options. On social media, Hovde blamed a spoiler third-party candidate for siphoning votes. In a statement, Baldwin thanked Wisconsin for rejecting billionaires and special interests. According to one count, more than $160 million was spent in the race as both parties eyed control of Congress. But the U.S. Senate was clinched by Republicans well before Baldwin's seat was secured. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republican Party of Wisconsin Chair Brian Schimming says early voting and a network of around 2,000 volunteers were key to former President Donald Trump winning Wisconsin for his second time. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Schimming said state and national Democrats will need some introspection. That's after Republicans held off Democratic challenges in six U.S. House races and maintained a majority in the state assembly. Schimming says the focus is now on flipping the Wisconsin Supreme Court back to conservative control in April.
We are in an excellent position right now as the state Republican Party to assist a candidate for Supreme Court and help them win. You know, we have updated lists and data, and our local organizations, as you can imagine, are pretty excited today about President Trump's win.
The only federal race Republicans did not win was Democrat Tammy Baldwin's U.S. Senate seat. Madison avoided deep cuts to city services after voters passed a referendum to raise $22 million through property taxes. But as Daniel Kading reports, voters in other communities rejected efforts to raise funds.
57% of Madison voters backed raising property taxes to maintain services. The city has struggled with rapid growth, rising costs, and state restrictions on raising property taxes. Madison had been facing cuts to police and city staff, along with elimination of bus routes and weekend library hours. City Alder MGR Govindarajan says he would like the city to get an increase in state aid.
We should not be receiving the bare minimum. Like, that's just a fact. We put way too much into the state economy for us to get way too little back.
Madison's mayor said the way the state funds local governments is broken and needs to be fixed. Leaders in the cities of Fitchburg and Baraboo agree as voters rejected referendums to raise revenues there. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Preliminary results show many school districts across the state successfully made the case to voters that schools were in need of additional tax support. Voters in 137 Wisconsin school districts were asked to approve increased funding for schools on Tuesday. A preliminary analysis by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found 107 referendum questions passed, while 30 failed. Ari Brown is a researcher with the Policy Forum. He says school districts have gotten better at choosing when to put referendums on the ballot and how to word the questions.
In general, a school district is going to try to avoid going to referendum unless it knows with a pretty high degree of certainty that it has a good chance of succeeding.
Brown noted the school referendum passage rate was still lower than in all presidential and midterm elections since 2014. And finally, Wisconsin would receive just under $22 million as part of a settlement finalized with Kroger this week, according to a release from the State Department of Justice. Attorneys general in 30 states brought suit against the grocery chain over its role in the opioid crisis. As part of the settlement, Kroger pharmacies also agreed to monitor, report, and share data about suspicious activity tied to opioid prescriptions. The company operates more than 100 grocery stores in the state. Wisconsin is now due to receive more than $780 million through settlements with drug makers and distributors, pharmacies, and consultants. Most of that money is earmarked for addressing and preventing opioid abuse. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and the people putting the show together behind the scenes are producers today. They were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We're back in your podcast feed again tomorrow morning. And don't forget, we'd love to hear your feedback all the time. You can leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast app, or you can send us an email at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.